Okay, my name is Brooke Manley, and I'm a freshman at the University of Akron studying elementary education, and I'm here with my roommate, Izzy Cook. She's also a freshman at the University of Akron majoring in civil engineering, and she graduated from the Notre Dame Academy in Northern Kentucky, and we're going to be talking about her experience as a student with dyslexia. So, starting off, did you enjoy school growing up?
No, I did not enjoy school at all. I liked going to school and seeing my friends and stuff, but the actual schoolwork, I did not like at all.
Were there any teachers that had a significant effect on your life?
Yeah, I would have to say probably my second grade teacher, as well as, well, one of my second grade teachers. She really helped me with reading and understanding. And then in high school, for sure, I had a special education class. It was like a learning strategies class, and it was anyone could take it. You didn't have to have a learning disability at all, but it was just really nice to learn different techniques to study and find what works best for me.
Can you please define dyslexia from your experience?
Dyslexia is very different from everybody. For everybody, my dyslexia, personally, I struggle with reading comprehension and, like, verbally saying words. Like, I can read them, but I struggle, like, saying them out loud and, like, reading out loud. And then my spelling is very bad. Cannot spell at all. And, yeah, that's, like, my basic dyslexia.
How did dyslexia affect you when you were growing up?
I definitely, growing up, I felt like I was always behind, and luckily I went to a Montessori, elementary school, and that was nice because I was able to, like, kind of stay behind on different levels, but because it was, like, more catered to each kid and their education, I, like, always felt like I was behind because kids in my, that were similar age and in my grade were always way better at spelling, reading, and I was just always frustrated with school.
How did your teachers diagnose you with dyslexia?
It was actually second grade. I switched to the Montessori school from public school, and my teacher, it was like more one-on-one work, and she had a conference with my parents and was like, you realize she can't really read? And so then they're like, she probably needs to get tested, and dyslexia runs in my family, so, like, they were like, oh, it's probably that, but that's when they figured out.
What accommodations did your teachers provide you with?
In high school, I had extended time. I was able to talk to teachers and pick wherever I wanted to sit in class. I didn't really use that, though, but it was an option if I wanted to. I had a private testing room as well. I could request to take a test in a quiet room. And I was, if I needed the notes, I could request them from teachers as well.
And you said those accommodations even worked for, like, standardized tests like the ACT.
Yes, ACT, I had time and a half, which was really nice. And also, because time and a half, I was in a private, like, room.
What accommodations, like, out of those did you find were helpful for you?
Definitely the extended time. I really needed that because it takes me twice as long to read it. Anything. I have to reread twice or, like, three times. And then the private room was also helpful because I got distracted easily, but mostly the extended time.
Were there any accommodations that you did not think were helpful?
Maybe picking my seat was just a weird, like, accommodation. I don't really understand why I had that one, but it was, like, an option.
Yeah, maybe it was because you said, like, you get distracted really easily. Maybe they're trying to help you minimize those distractions, but that's interesting. How did you feel like having dyslexia allowed you to have any advantages over your classmates?
definitely being dyslexic, I definitely think differently than other students, and I like understand and grasp other subjects and can almost like visualize things in a different way than like some of my peers that don't have dyslexia. And it also, because I struggled in reading and stuff, it made me like work twice as hard, and some of that work went into other subjects, and I really like felt like I excelled well in other subjects. And when I did, like, I'd get really passionate about it because I was like finally good at something.
What advice would you give to young students diagnosed with dyslexia?
It's definitely hard, but it's a lot of trial and error. I went through Orton-Gillingham tutoring to help me understand words and learn how to read and stuff, but work with your teachers. Most teachers are out there to help you do the best you can. Find strategies that work for you, because school is definitely hard, but you can do it, and find what works for you and your brain. And yeah.
Would you have any advice for like parents with students with dyslexia who just got diagnosed? Like what things that your parents did for you that worked?
I would definitely say go to Orton-Gillingham tutoring if you can. It's really expensive, but like I was lucky enough to have a center that was free, but I had to wait on a wait list for 2 years to get in. But that definitely helped me. And as far as being a parent with having a child with dyslexia, I feel like my parents helped me a lot in understanding and stuff, and like being really, really patient, because reading and stuff like that was extremely like frustrating and almost like a punishment. If I had to read a book, that was like torture. Like that was my punishment, but not actually, but that's what it felt like. So I would definitely stay patient, and yeah.
Can you explain like a little bit more about what Orton-Gillingham tutoring is?
It's definitely, it's kind of breaking down words and finding the Latin like roots of everything and understanding how to break down words and what letters sound like in order to read something out loud, kind of.
So like decoding and
yes,
all that stuff.
Yes, decoding.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you would like to add to our conversation?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, perfect. Well, thank you.